$500 billion. I mean, I was staring at the terminal this morning and the number, it takes up the whole screen.
It's a staggering figure.
$500 billion. That's the amount of wealth that evaporated from the crypto market and in less than 7 days leading up to February 4th, 2026.
That's a GDP-level deletion. I mean, we are not talking about a correction or some kind of healthy pullback.
No.
That's the entire GDP of a decent-sized country just turned into digital smoke in under a week.
And it happened right when everyone was looking the other way. You know, Bitcoin was cruising on that highway to $100,000. The narrative felt so strong, and then
Brakes just cut.
straight off a cliff. But we're not here to just look at the crash site. We've got this report in front of us. It's from the Taken Game strategy team, and specifically a breakdown from their analyst, Majid. And he's not calling this a crash.
No, he's using much heavier terminology. He calls it a great reset of 2026's financial mechanisms.
A great reset? What does that even mean?
Well, the argument is that the market structure itself has fundamentally shifted. This isn't just about price going down, it's about the plumbing of the financial system breaking under all this stress.
Which is why we're going to treat this like a crime scene investigation.
Right.
We've got the body of the market.
Right.
We have our suspects, Michael Burry, these new agentic AI bots, the Fed, and we're going to dive into the motive. This report really goes into the dark depths of the crash, and honestly, some of this stuff reads like a cyberpunk novel.
Oh, the section on the agentic bots is what kept me up last night.
Yeah.
But before we get to the sci-fi horror part of it, we have to talk about the human element.
Or the one human who seems to haunt every single financial crisis.
Michael Burry.
The Cassandra of Wall Street is back.
He never really leaves, does he? He just
He
waits.
just waits in the shadows until things get completely over-leveraged. So on February 4th, Burry releases this confidential note. It's been circulating around New York, and he's predicting a bloody season.
But it's not the usual crypto is a bubble argument we've heard 1,000 times. He's proposing something new, something he calls the triple sell-offs.
Okay, this is where Burry really earns his reputation, right? Because most analysts look at crypto in its own little silo.
Yeah, they talk about adoption curves or tech. Burry, he looks at global liquidity. His whole thesis is that Bitcoin, gold, and silver are all handcuffed together right now.
Which feels a little counterintuitive. I mean, the whole pitch is that if crypto tanks, you run to gold for safety.
Exactly. Or if the dollar wobbles, you buy silver. But Burry is saying, no, they're all going down together
My.
because of the leverage. Think about it from a hedge fund's perspective. You're bleeding out on your Bitcoin positions, losing hundreds of millions. You get a margin call. You need cash. Now,
And you can't sell the Bitcoin, the market's in a free fall.
there's no one to sell it to. So what do you sell? You sell what you can. You sell the most liquid, quote-unquote, defensive assets you own. You dump gold on the London and New York markets. Burry actually predicts institutions will be forced to sell over $1 billion in gold just to cover the whole Bitcoin blue in their balance sheets.
So it's a contagion. The crypto crash forces a liquidity crisis in precious metals.
And that just shatters the whole safe haven narrative.
Yeah.
If Burry is right, there's actually nowhere to hide. It's a chain reaction that threatens the entire structure of defensive assets.
It's a complete downward spiral. Okay, but let's zoom in. Let's get to the actual battlefield. The Tekken Game report identifies one very specific price. It was like the Alamo for the bulls, $74,400.
They call it the whale pit.
The whale pit.
And that number isn't just random. If you look at the volume data from November 2025, that's exactly where the big ETFs bought in. It's their cost basis.
So that's the line in the sand. If the price goes below that, the BlackRocks and Fidelities of the world are officially underwater on their positions.
It's more than that. That price level acts like a concrete dam. There are thousands of algorithmic limit orders stacked right there. It's a wall of buy orders designed to catch the falling knife.
The report said that at the peak of the selling, over $200 million was being traded per minute at that one level.
It's insane volume. It was a literal tug of war between the whales trying to defend their entry price and, well, the rest of the market screaming to get out.
And this is where it gets really dangerous. The analysis says if the daily candle closes below that whale pit, the dam breaks.
That's the liquidation waterfall concept.
Right.
If 74.4 gives way, there is no support structure underneath. The models predict a straight shot down to $68,000. It's not a step down, it's an elevator cable snapping.
Okay, so we've got this vulnerable point, this price floor, but what pulled the trigger? Markets don't just collapse 20% for no reason. And this is where the report gets, well, fascinating. It points the finger at a logical error in an agentic trading bot.
Yeah, and we need to be clear. This isn't the same as the high-frequency trading bots we've had for years. Those were simple scripts.
If this, then that.
Exactly. If price drops X, sell Y. These new bots, they're agentic AI. They're running on advanced large language models. They read the news, they interpret sentiment, they're parsing Fed speeches in milliseconds and making their own autonomous decisions.
So they're not just looking at a chart. They are, for lack of a better word, thinking.
In theory, yes. But the report found a catastrophic flaw. One of the big market makers' bots had a logical error. It basically misinterpreted a data point or maybe a news headline, a hallucination.
A multi-billion dollar hallucination.
It triggered a massive aggressive sell order based on completely faulty logic. But here's the problem with the new market structure. It's a hive mind.
The other bot saw the move.
They don't know why the first bot sold. They don't care. They just see a huge smart money player dumping their entire position at high speed. And their own catastrophic loss prevention algorithms kick in. Instantly.
It's like a flock of birds. One gets spooked and they all take off at once.
Except these birds control the global order book. And they have no fear, no hesitation, no mercy. They just strip mine all the liquidity. The report calls it the flash crash of the AI agents.
Wow.
It really proves the market isn't a human battlefield anymore. We're just sitting on the sidelines watching algorithms go to war.
That crazy vertical red line on the chart makes so much more sense now. It wasn't humans panicking, it was machines executing code. But those machines cause real-world damage, and the collateral damage is hitting the infrastructure providers the hardest, the miners.
This is where physical reality crashes into digital speculation. Bitcoin mining difficulty is at an all-time high. The network is secure, but it is incredibly expensive to operate. And energy costs are up.
The report breaks it down for the big industrial guys, you know, the operations in Texas and Iceland. And they have a break-even price.
$73,500.
That is razor-thin close to the whale pit price we were just talking about.
It's effectively the same number. Which means that at current prices, the entire mining industry is running at a loss. Every block they find costs them money. They're burning through their cash reserves just to pay the electricity bills.
And you can only do that for so long.
The report gives them about 2 weeks. If the price stays under $74,000 for more than 14 days, we hit what's called miner capitulation.
The death spiral.
They have to sell their treasury. Companies like Riot, Marathon, they hold thousands of Bitcoin. If they're forced to dump those reserves on the open market just to keep the lights on.
That creates a whole second wave of selling pressure.
Exactly. So the AI bots knock the price down, and then the miners are forced to kick it while it's down just to survive. It's a grim picture.
And it brings us to the failure of the big narrative.
Yeah.
We've heard Bitcoin is digital gold for a decade. Tensions are high in the Middle East. East Asia is rattling sabers. This should be Bitcoin's moment to shine.
But it failed. That's the harsh truth the report lays out. Geopolitical fear didn't drive people to Bitcoin. It drove them away from it.
So institutions still see it as a tech stock.
100%. The correlation data is clear. It moves with the NASDAQ, not with gold. It's still a risk-on asset. When people are genuinely scared, they want cash.
They want the U.S. dollar.
Cash is king in a liquidity crisis.
Yeah.
And you can see it in the institutional casualties. Just look at Galaxy Digital.
Mike Novogratz's firm, usually one of the smartest players.
And they reported a $482 million loss. That's a staggering blow. It just damages trust across the whole sector. I mean, if the specialized crypto banks are getting slaughtered, what chance does a retail trader have?
Well, not every bank is getting slaughtered. And this is the part of the report that, I don't know, it made me cynical, but also kind of impressed. We have to talk about UBS Switzerland.
The predator.
While Galaxy is bleeding out, UBS announces they're launching new trading services for their VIP clients during the crash.
That is the definition of buy when there's blood in the streets.
It's the classic playbook.
It is. You wait for the absolute panic. You wait for the retail investor to be so terrified they sell the bottom because they think it's going to zero. And then UBS steps in and says, thank you, we'll take that off your hands for a 30% discount.
It's a massive transfer of wealth.
It is. They provide liquidity when it's most expensive. And it signals that the real smart money actually sees this price zone as a value area. But they're not day trading. UBS is buying for a 5-year hold.
So while the retail guy is having a panic attack checking his phone every 5 minutes, the Swiss bankers are looking at the 5-year chart.
And they're using something the report calls shadow liquidity.
Right, explain that, because the report says this liquidity has completely dried up.
Shadow liquidity is basically the dark pools in the OTC desks over the counter. Usually, if a whale wants to sell, say, 50 million in Bitcoin, they do it privately so it doesn't crash the public price on an exchange.
Okay.
But because $500 billion just left the market, those private pools are empty. There are no buyers waiting in the dark anymore.
So they're forced to sell on the public market.
Exactly. And that explains the insane volatility. With no shadow buffer, every big sell order hits the public order book directly. That's why you're seeing these $1,000 price swings in a matter of seconds. The shock absorbers are gone.
Wow. Okay, speaking of safety nets, stablecoins. Usually, when the market nukes, you park your money in Tether, in USDT, but the report has a big warning flag there, too.
Yeah, the stablecoin stress test. Tether has been showing these little depegging fluctuations on decentralized exchanges. You're seeing it slip to 99 cents, 98 cents for a moment.
Which is terrifying, because if Tether actually breaks, $74,000 is going to look like a fond memory.
If Tether depegs, this liquidity crisis becomes a solvency crisis for the entire industry. The source explicitly advises moving funds to regulated alternatives like USDC, or honestly, just getting out into fiat for a bit.
Don't be a hero, basically.
The risk reward just isn't there right now.
You know, a lot of our listeners are veterans of this space. They lived through 2022. They saw FTX implode, Terra Luna go to zero. How is this different? Because on the surface, it feels very familiar.
The difference is the root cause. 2022 was a crime drama.
Right.
It was internal fraud. It was Sam Bankman-Fried using customer money. It was Du Huan running a Ponzi scheme. It was bad actors doing bad things.
This different.
2026 is a structural failure. It's the machine itself breaking. It's the result of Wall Street finally capturing this asset class. Bitcoin isn't a rebel currency anymore. It's a controlled asset that's subject to the Fed's interest rates and institutional risk models.
That's almost scarier. You can arrest a scammer. You can't arrest a global liquidity crunch.
It implies this kind of volatility is now a feature, not a bug, of this new institutional era.
So let's look forward. You're a listener in Tehran or London or Tokyo. You're staring at a sea of red on your screen. The report talks about the psychology of this moment.
It's that classic battle between FOMO and FUD. But the most dangerous thing right now, psychologically, is revenge trading.
Oh, everyone's felt that. You lose 10% of your portfolio and your brain just screams, I need to go 100x leverage and win it all back by lunchtime.
And that is a guaranteed way to go to zero. The report is practically yelling this in all caps: strategic patience. The volatility is just too high. If you try to fight these AI bots with high leverage right now, they will hunt your liquidity and they will wipe you out.
So the best move is no move.
Sit on your hands, wait for the dust to settle.
But for how long? Does Majid see a path to recovery here?
He maps out two very clear paths. The bull case is all about the rest of February. If Bitcoin can claw its way back and close this month above $70,000, they see this whole thing as a deleveraging surgery.
A painful but necessary operation.
Exactly. It flushes out all the gamblers, all the bad debt, and it sets up a much healthier foundation for a run in the second half of 2026.
Okay, and the bear case.
Well, that brings us right back to our friend Michael Burry. If he's right and this contagion spreads to gold, then we're looking at a harsh winter.
A global liquidity crisis.
If that happens, all assets, stocks, crypto, metals, they all get dragged down together.
So we are standing right at that fork in the road.
The next few weeks are probably the most critical period this market has seen in years.
It's a lot to process. We've got AI bots hallucinating and dumping markets, miners running out of cash, banks playing predator, and Michael Burry predicting doom again.
That's certainly not boring.
But the big takeaway for me is the structural shift. The game has changed. This isn't the 2020 bull run where you could just throw a dart at a board and make money.
No, not at all. We are in an arena that's dominated by AI and global banks now. The days of up-only retail-driven markets are likely over. You have to understand the liquidity flows now, not just the memes.
I want to leave our listener with this final thought from the source material because it really stuck with me. We are watching a transfer of wealth happen in real time. The retail investors are selling because they're scared of the noise. The global banks, the UBS of the world, are buying the wreckage because they're actually looking at the value.
Which leaves you with the ultimate question. Are you reacting to the headlines or are you watching the liquidity?
Something to chew on before you open your trading app. That's it for this deep dive. Keep your head on a swivel out there.
And don't fight the bots.